I just did today's Wednesday, right? To DZ. It's the short work week.
Are we talking about Ali? It's Friday.
It's Labor Day weekend screws everybody up.
Oh, wait, no, it's
up.
Monday.
Honestly, I don't even know what day it is.
It doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Wepa.
It doesn't matter. But yesterday was a big day for you.
Yeah, yo.
Not in a good way.
No,
we both had
yo.
Different big things happen this week. Yours is a little more tragic.
Yeah.
But everyone's alive, thank God.
Everyone is okay. Everyone is okay. But we had an emergency in the household, man.
You like dipped out of here as soon as the show was over yesterday because you were like, I gotta go.
I gotta go.
What happened?
Like, I need to leave. So, what was it?
Your cat.
Basically, now I'm trying to think of how many hours now.
You know,
we're on 48 hour mark.
Two dogs and a cat.
Dogs and a cat.
Full house over there.
Really though.
Full house.
Two dogs, a cat, a baby, another one on the way, a wife, a man child that is me.
A big Latino family that pops by unexpectedly and has parties. You name it. DC's house is popping.
We out here. But no, so our cat, man.
Yeah.
So how it happened, what exactly happened, we're not exactly sure. But my wife was moving a bench in our kitchen. We have a kitchen table, eating kitchen, yada yada, whatever.
No, yeah, I want to hear this. You have a table with a bench.
Yeah. So,
got it.
And it's like maybe let's call it a 12 to 15 pound bench.
Okay.
She was moving it with her hand, sliding it under the table, slips out her hand, falls. Unfortunately, our cat was under the table somehow, some way. She loves my wife, so our cat is always around my wife.
Following her,
and she's pregnant, so our kitty's really invested in her right
now.
Falls, somehow hits our cat. Man, when I tell you our cat's reaction was crazy, we were like, oh, she's hurt. She's definitely hurt, but she didn't let us find her. She ran and hid. She was in pain. She was, you know, hiding under stuff, ducking, but she was moving. So we were like, all right, she's good.
Know what you hit.
No, but we figured the bench hit the cat somehow, some way. Didn't let us find her. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, we'll leave all the doors open, leave everything ready to go. So if she wants to come by us and sulk, she can.
Yeah, she'll be back.
She didn't. So we found her in the morning. Yesterday morning, right?
Yeah.
See her paw? Her paw is very swollen.
Yeah.
And it looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I'm immediately thinking, oh, she hurt her paw. The bench hit her paw.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a small cat, weighs like 10 pounds, dog. So, no pun intended.
No
cat,
pun
dog.
Intended.
So I'm like, we got to take her to the vet.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Yeah.
So yesterday, jetted to the vet real quick. I had to drop her off. The vet looks at me and goes, oh, there's definitely something wrong with this cat. Looks swollen, looks bad. We've got to take x-rays.
Aww.
So we had to leave her. Fast forward a few hours, they call us back. They're like, okay, she's ready. We got x-rays. You know, talk to you guys about what's going on. So I go to pick her up. They bring me back and show me the x-rays, G.
Mm-hmm.
Her paw was destroyed. Every single bone in her little kitty paw fractured. Clean break across the way because the bench must have hit in the perfect angle, perfect spot, and caught the full force of the impact on her paw.
Yeah.
Man, is this cat resilient, though, because she wasn't meowing, she wasn't seeming like she was in pain, but her whole hand, imagine breaking your entire hand, G.
Right.
Broken.
That's crazy.
Shattered.
Crazy.
He had to reset it. The doctor had to reset it three times to get it the best he could.
Oh, her little arm.
Bruh. Oh, man. I'm shaking.
Yeah.
They said he consulted with an orthopedic surgeon. Orthopedic surgeon suggested amputation.
Oh, my God. No, amputation?
From the wrist down, basically.
No, we're not amputating.
Well, so the doctor said no, too. Man,
okay,
that is
God.
The absolute last option.
I don't think so. I think that's a little extreme.
I think it's a little extreme,
too. I think that you need to let the paw heal.
Mm-hmm.
And you showed me a picture. Her paw was huge.
Very big.
Swollen. So it was obvious that cat. What's your cat's name again?
Granite.
See, I don't like cats. So that's why I never asked. I don't have any connection. G-Thang. Granite. How have I never known your cat's name? I'm ashamed of myself
right
now.
She's the OG, too. She's 9 years old.
Granite.
She's a boss. She's one of the greatest cats you will ever meet in your life.
Really?
Very loving, super playful, just amazing cat.
I didn't grow up with cats.
Man.
So they freak me out because they're so quick and they rub up against you. And when you didn't grow up with them, they're like, ugh.
I hated cats growing up, too.
Really?
I thought they hated me. I had never met a nice cat. And then when we were in college.
That's what all men say about us.
In college, our landlord would only let us get a cat. So that's where Granite came into play.
That's where.
And I fell in love. I probably won't own another cat in my life, but we want to take care of this one. Bro, do you want to guess at how much
I
just paid for everything?
What's the bill, and is it rude if I ask? Because I'm scared to ask how much the vet
was. I'll tell everybody. I don't care. I'm an open book. I'll break it down, but I want you to guess. Can we make a game out of it,
yes,
at least? Can we have some fun?
414-533-1037. How much was the vet bill? The vet had to reset her hand 3 times, her broken paw.
Mm-hmm. So now we're waiting 4 weeks for it to heal. We're going to come back, more x-rays, right, and then go from there and decide. That is the last option, but an amputation ain't off the table. We're not going to give her a poor quality of life because we want to save her paw. You feel me? She will live a very full life still and be in a lot less pain.
No, she's going to be okay. It is good that it's just a paw and not her brain,
mm-hmm.
you know, or anything else. Mm-hmm. She'll be all right, and she may not be as fast, but old G, Grandma over there, Granite the cat, we're gonna take guesses on how much you think the vet bill was next. I'm scared for you, honestly. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, talking about your cat, who unfortunately had a bit of an accident. It was a total accident in your house.
Freak accident, too.
Freak accident. Your wife dropped the bench from the table, and it fell on her paw, broke her paw.
Slipped out of her hand.
Slipped out of her hand.
Sliding,
that's a better way to say it.
Yeah, she was sliding it under the table to kind of put it away. Tuck it into under the table. We were packing up the house for the night, basically. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Cat was following along, man. Everybody was freaking out. My wife feels terrible. We feel terrible.
Well, obviously,
our cat
you
is
feel
injured.
Terrible. Now we need to know how much the bill is. Lori from Cedarburg texted in the first guess and said $1,200. Now let's go to the phones. We'll start with our boy, Tony in Racine this morning. He's got his own theme song. Tony, Mascot Man, good morning.
What?
How much do you think DZ and Aaron's vet bill was?
One guess only.
One guess.
Are we including the amputation?
There's no amputation.
Tony, you would. Damn it.
Just saying. Hey, sorry that happened to you, but I would definitely guess around 23 to... No, I'm going to say 2,600.
2,600. Okay.
I'm writing that down next to his name. You win absolutely nothing other than bragging rights if you're correct.
Hey,
okay?
That's enough.
Well, I get bragging rights anyway, so it's no big deal.
Tony would just lie and said he won anyway. He'd be like, I won. What do you mean? Tony, we love you. Have a good day.
You too, guys.
Later, man.
I guess technically we could have left them all on the line, but we're not going to do that to them when they're on their way to work.
True.
Let's go to Angie on 5 in Brookfield this morning. Angie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey. DZ, it may have been cheaper to amputate. I will tell you that. I have a 3-legged cat. They live just fine.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to guess
$3,200. Wow.
Angie.
Writing it down next to Angie. $3,200 for the vet bill.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to tell you the price yet, but it would have been cheaper to amputate. Mm-hmm.
It would have.
Probably would have been.
They
do just fine. Just fine.
Well, okay. Angie, I'm glad to hear it.
Well, thank you for calling, Angie.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Not far from her texting in is Charlie with $3,000. I mean, we're getting high. This is like the Price is Right. we're getting higher. I almost feel like we're in crazy town at this point.
I like this game. This is fun.
$3,000. I didn't go that high. I went to like $1,500 in my mind.
$1,500 is your guess?
But I'll just leave it at that. Okay. So Charlie guessed $3,000. Sorry, I got to get my people right. Oh, let's go to Saucy Sandra, who's on hold this morning. She's got her own theme song. Hey, Saucy Sandra.
I'm different.
See,
I hate myself.
We move slower on the show when I have to write numbers down.
Who are you telling? Why do you think I'm not writing numbers down? We'd stop the show.
I'm like, bear with me. I got charts and graphs going over here. I got a PowerPoint.
Focus.
Thank you, Saucy.
All right, what's your guess for how much it costs to take his cat to the vet for the broken paw?
I'm going
to
say $1,756.
Very specific.
No change? Okay.
Yes.
$1,756.
Yes.
All right, so if it's less than $2,600, you just kick Tony out.
Mm-hmm.
Hope he knows that.
Yeah, I did. And now it's on Tony. I'm the winner.
She really went full prices right on him. $1,756.
Yeah, I did.
$1,756. Okay.
Bob.
Do you know what I'm going to guess?
Thank you for all those morning memories.
I know that's right,
Sandra. So. I'm going to guess $1,756.99. In honor of Bob Barker dying recently. Anyway, have a great day.
Yes, you as well.
Nah, that's awesome.
All right, next let's go to Mary in Grafton on 6. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Oh, just peachy. Does this include all three resets?
Yes. That's a good question because, I'm going to assume yes.
Everything you talked about is included.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go $24.75.
I love you guys so much right now. $24.75 is Marion Grafton's guess for how much DZ's vet bill was after the cat broke her paw. Okay. All right. We're getting there. Very specific. Thank you for calling, Mary. We're giving the answer.
You too. Appreciate your guess. Bye.
You're going to find out in just a minute or two. Last but not least, Christina's in Milwaukee. Let's pull her up. Christina.
Good morning.
Okay.
About 6.5 years ago, we got our puppy, and within a month of having her, my kids were roughhousing, and she ended up fracturing her paw.
Oh.
The initial vet bill was $365, and then she needed it recasted 4 times, and each additional recasting was another $35.
Okay.
So I know there's inflation going on now.
Are you around 400 or 500? Is that where we're at with you?
I'm guessing like 950 around.
950. Ooh. Okay.
950 is a solid choice.
Yeah, and went low on them. I like it.
All right. Thank you, Christina. We're about to announce the winner. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
So is the winner, they can't go over, right? The closest without going over?
Can't go over.
Hold on. Let's get to the text quick. Angie in Lake Geneva said $14.89.
Okay. Angie, $14.89. All right. Y'all really going serious with it. I like it.
They're not kidding. Then Shannon texted in $3,800.
Ooh-wee.
That's high, I would think. I mean, I don't know what the number is. And last but not least, Ryan from Calabama entered his guess.
His official guess?
On the text, he point 1 cent. He's doing the 1 cent prices right. So, what is the price of the vet bill? Because I have everyone's guesses right here.
All right, I'll tell y'all exact figure.
Mm-hmm.
Cents included.
Cents included of your vet bill.
It was $1,173. $0.23.
$1,173.23, which means the closest without going over. Look at this. Do you see who it is?
Mm-hmm.
Christina! We should have kept her on the phone.
We should have.
She was the last one.
She's the winner today. Bragging rights, Christina.
You get nothing other than bragging rights, but we just made a fun bit out of a horrible day for you.
Talk about positive spin right there.
You took a cat to the vet and choked on the bill. Man, was this fun.
You double gagged over here, but look.
I hope the granite's going to do well soon.
Thank you.
The cat's okay. Don't forget Dave Chappelle tickets coming up 7:45 this morning.
That's right. How did I forget? What is going on with me?
How did you forget?
I don't know.
Come on. Let's get into what would DZ do.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Why does the internet keep giving us good problems that I'm stealing and using on the show? Because you know what it is? I can relate. I think that's why I steal them and bring them into you. I'm like, oh, DZ, can we talk about this one?
Bro, what do you think about this? And I'm always like, bro, I'm down. What's up?
Well, because it's a real question and she needs advice.
And it's a very real situation.
But I was talking about how I find these online from this Facebook group about dating in Milwaukee.
And they don't pay us. We just, to make that clear, bro. No. We just out here.
No. Go ahead. Where we got? What do we got today? Is this the one where...
So apparently there's a guy and a girl seeing each other.
Oh, he told her he'd already met his perfect girl.
But this dude has already said that he's met his perfect girl. Uh-huh. So this one's a tough one because this person's asking, how do you feel about dating a guy who feels like they've already dated the perfect woman?
It was only 2 lines, her submission. And it said, tough one. How would you feel dating a guy who feels like he has already dated his perfect girl?
What did I say?
I don't know. I just read it like she wrote it. I don't know what she said. You said the same thing. I was just trying to read it like she wrote it. Semantics. Now we're off the topic.
I was just like, wait, what? It just threw me off. I was like,
my bad.
How did I phrase it?
You know I don't listen. Come on, have you just met me?
Either way.
It caught my eye because I felt like it was a very shady thing to say to somebody.
It's short and sweet, but it's deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you approach dating somebody who says to your face, I've already dated the perfect person for me?
I've already met the one, but I'm not with him.
What are we doing then?
I would be like, deuces.
Raggy.
There's no way if you told me. One, I don't know why you would say that to someone's face. I don't know why you would tell someone I've already met my perfect match and you're not it. Because you don't know that. I would also think they're not over their ex.
Ooh.
And that's why they're saying things like, I've already met the one. Because that's essentially what you're saying. I've already met the perfect girl means I've already met the one.
You know what some people might take it as, though? A challenge. They might go, oh, you think that they were perfect. Well, let me show you how much better I actually am.
Yeah.
And maybe there's some psychosis behind that. I got to be honest. I got a different take on this one. Yeah.
What's your different take?
My different take is that.
You going to tell me next?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me your take next after the song. All right. So today on What Would DZ Do, I pulled this off of Are We Dating the Same Guy? And she said, tough one. How would you feel dating a guy who feels like he has already dated his perfect girl?
How would you feel?
I would never.
How would anybody feel?
I would never. I'd be like, then go get her. I'd be like, or call me when you're over her because you're clearly not. 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls and your texts next, and we'll find out what DZ would do.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So she's got an issue because she met a guy and he's already met his perfect girl.
How do you say that to somebody?
I don't know why you would say that to somebody.
You're
stupid.
Dating somebody else and you go, hey, just so you know, I've already met the one. So
stupid. You're just blocking yourself at that point. Or as you said, maybe she'll see it as a challenge. But if a guy said that to me, I'd be like, I'm out.
You know, I wouldn't necessarily be out. Because that means that's a person that's bold. That's somebody that's going to tell you exactly how they feel.
Yeah.
That person is forefront. They're direct. What I would do is give that relationship a chance.
Because
they could be eating their words when you prove to them that y'all relationship is just that much better.
Yeah.
And you were that much more perfect.
Yeah.
So what would DZ do? I wouldn't feel any type of way.
Mm-hmm.
I'd feel challenged.
Mm.
I'd feel invigorated. I'd go, oh, really? Oh, but can she whip it like this?
Whip my hair.
Yeah, you know.
That's funny.
I go crazy on them then. Like, if that's how you want to be, then we're gonna show you perfect. Okay, that's fine.
That's
make
a
you each
good
words.
Take. DZ, that's a good take. But my thing is, I would be like, you're just not over it. And one day you will be. And then you can then call me.
Then maybe.
Because right now, I'm just fighting. You're not emotionally available because you're straight up telling me you're in love with somebody else. And they're not in love with you or you'd be with them. Let's be real. Rochelle, though, is calling from Kenosha on 3 this morning.
Supersonic.
Good morning, Rochelle.
Supersonic.
All right. We're talking about this girl who said she met a guy who told her he's already met his perfect girl. What would you do?
I really feel like his mind is so set on that was the perfect girl that you'll never live up to that, so I wouldn't date him.
See, this is how women would feel. She's projecting how we would feel. DZ had a good take, which was take it as a challenge, but as a woman, we're going, nah, we're out.
Yeah.
I'm insecure now.
No matter how much you tried, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
You think he's always going to be comparing you to what he considers perfect.
Yes, because he's emotionally unavailable because he's in love with the other one. That's what I think. That's why he's saying things like, I've already met the perfect girl. Why would you say that to somebody you're dating?
Then why is this guy dating?
I don't get that.
Right,
stupid.
Rochelle?
Which makes me say, deuces, go.
Well, I'd say no. You're clearly trying to bring yourself out of it and find somebody better, find somebody different. And for all you know, you could be that saving grace, that person that brings them up out of that whatever weird funk of loving some ex that don't love you back is.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes that. Mm-hmm. That's not what I like is the confidence to go, I found somebody perfect. That's telling you, hey, listen, I'm dating you because I see potential.
Right.
Maybe. Rochelle ain't convinced.
Maybe they're just hanging out for the time being.
Rochelle said, I don't know, DZ.
Sounds like a waste of time, bro.
I feel you. But now Rochelle's saying I wouldn't waste my breath on it.
I'm reading the comments, too, because from this post that I saw, and people are saying things like, he'll put her on a pedestal and you'll never be good enough. I wouldn't do it. Things yep. like that. He's going to compare everything you do to her. Bye. These are things women are saying in the comments under this problem.
All right. Well, let's see what everybody else will do.
All right. Thanks, Rochelle. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye.
Later.
So we went south. Let's go north. Heidi's in Richfield. Let's go to the other side.
I was like, what are you talking about?
What up? Heidi said she's been trying to get in. You finally made it to the show, girlfriend.
Finally, I listen to you guys every single morning to work. And I have a 45-minute drive.
Oh, that's what Heidi said. Literally, long-time listener, first-time caller.
What do you think, Heidi? Oh, yeah. This guy said he's already met his perfect girl.
I agree with DZ about he's trying to put himself out there. And, I mean, if he was not over the other girl, maybe he'd be sitting on his couch eating his popcorn and, you know, dots and enjoying that.
But he's out here because he's trying to get over her.
Yeah, I feel like definitely try, because you never know. He hasn't been to every single country or every city. I mean, that zip code's always different.
Ooh.
Somebody said, if he already found his perfect one, why aren't they still together?
Ooh,
to which the person wrote back and said she wanted marriage and he didn't, so she moved on, which means she wasn't the one. If he wasn't going to marry her, now I'm hearing more of this and I'm getting irritated. If she was the one, he would have married her. If she was the perfect girl, he would have married her.
Nah, not unless he's ready. You can't force that on somebody or else
it's
never going to work out.
That's why she wasn't the perfect girl. That's my point. That's that he would have married her if she was. He's delusional. Okay, now I'm back to screw him. I don't like this guy.
Heidi said, give him a chance, though. We'll see what flourishes. Yeah. You never know. You
Jinx.
Never know. Dang it, you got me.
All right, Heidi, thanks for calling. Call again.
Have a great morning.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Karen is in Tishigan. Last but not least ever, she got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. I'm levitating. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Karen. How you doing?
Just stealing posts off Facebook, you know me. Because they're so juicy sometimes, what these women write in this dating group I'm in.
It's a quality conversation, though, man. And how real is this? How real is this?
Relatable.
Mm-hmm.
She met a guy. He told her he already met his perfect girl. Would you keep dating him? What would you do?
Well, first, I would have said, well, what are we doing then? You know?
Valid.
Yeah.
Why are we, you know, and then I would not waste my time, because I would never want to be second choice, and I would never be able to live up to his idea, and I wouldn't waste my time.
Well, if you're looking for something more serious, then you just look at him and you go, well, then I'm not your person.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. If you don't want anything serious, you go, we're just having fun anyway. I don't care if I'm not your perfect girl. And then you just date him, and then you play him at his own game, like DZ said, and the next thing you know, he's in love with you, but you were just there to have fun, because at the beginning, he told you he already met his perfect girl. So now your mindset is nowhere near getting involved with this guy.
That's a great way to look at it, though. Evaluate where you're at in your relationship, if you want to take this further, if you're just casually dating, a little dating schmating, that's fine.
I meet men that are emotionally unavailable. I don't care because I'm not looking for a relationship.
The only thing is, if I were to like date him just to have fun, and then if I did fall in love with him, that would always be in the back of my head.
Ooh.
So I don't know.
Afraid she might catch feelings.
And then all of a sudden you doubt whether that person has got full feelings for you or still thinking about Lil Ms. Perfect from the past.
Exactly. Ooh. That's how my mind would probably work.
I hear you.
It's very messy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, leave. Don't bother.
Leave. Get out.
Just like right Joe. Now. I love that song. Karen, we appreciate your call.
Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks. You too. Bye.
Wow. Okay. So, well, you know what? We don't have to tell her an answer because we stole her problem off the internet, so I don't care what she does with it. But what a story to have, huh?
At the end of the day, evaluate. You had the perfect answer. I think you win today. Evaluate. If you're just having fun, keep having fun. If you're thinking serious, then seriously look somewhere else.
If you got feelings, get out. Yeah, I'm with you. This is not okay. The coffee machine is down. It's 7:30 in the morning.
This is not okay.
Does somebody want to see Crazy Alley? Because
no, please, please, no.
Even I don't want to see her, and I know her, okay?
And I know her.
I know her. She is not nice. No, our coffee machine is down, so I sent an email out to everyone on the staff, and I said, if you're coming in, the coffee machine's down. P.S. I drink black coffee, and DZ loves a good caramel macchiato.
you included me. Because you did say, you said, listen, DZ, you came back and said, DZ, the coffee machine is broken. I don't know what happened.
So
gritting
mad.
Your teeth. I was like, Allie, I got this.
You did.
I'll fix it. I went back there. Tra la 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 la.
My little problem solver, mm-hmm. DZ.
I got you, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Unplugged it, reset it.
That's all you did. Just unplugged it.
Hey, I did what I know to do. I hit the switch in the back. I unplugged it, waited 15 seconds. I plugged it back in. I switched the switch, mm-hmm. and it said, error code. Call for service.
It says it's a call for service. That's the level of broken we're on right now because our coffee machine's a little more intricate.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to start bringing instant coffee because this has happened before where it breaks in the middle of the morning. Mm. So I need like a Mayday backup.
You need some. Yeah, you need them little packets.
Like
you need
my dad.
Some
like old people use instant coffee.
Pour some hot water in and you good to go. What? Old people? I used to bring in my instant coffee. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I made fun of you for that. When you told me you and your wife still drink it, like make your own coffee, I was like, oh, you are Colombian.
Yeah, very. Because I don't trust these machines. I don't trust this coffee. Wait. I don't know what you're giving me there.
Oh, you don't trust the machine.
Nah, I like my own coffees, my own flavors, my own brews.
Well, I like everything done for me. So they can keep that machine can make my coffee all day long, man.
I think we need a new machine. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't care.
That bad boy might have seen its lifespan.
It might have.
Who knows?
It might have.
But we need a serviceman.
Well, if anybody's coming to the office, you got our orders. I do want to say, though, Am I the Jerk is coming up next, and then we have Dave Chappelle tickets. But there is another way to win at Kiss FM right now. If you go to our website, we are giving away an entire tailgate party to a Brewers game. Oh, and it's a Brewers Cardinals game.
Oh, that's right.
One of the biggest rivalries.
It's a rivalry game.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's has teamed up with us, and if you go to 1037kissfm.com, right there on the front page, you can enter to win a tailgate four tickets to see the Brewers and the Cardinals on September 26th. You get a gift card to get some Jersey Mike's. You can tailgate with your friends.
Yeah.
Go to the game. So those are up for grab. Brewers Cardinals tickets.
That sounds kind of fire. I mean, $100 gift card and four tickets to a Brewers game.
Yeah, you set up your own tailgate with the $100 gift card. But I'm just saying that's what we do anyway.
That's all you need.
That's what I do at Brewers games. I set it all up, man.
Hey, Jersey Mike's, let me get these subs. How $100 worth.
Here's my lawn chair and my cooler, and we're ready to go.
You know exactly what it is.
All right. Well, go enter to win that at 1037kissfm.com and even sign up for our Susan G. Komen More Than Pink team while you're there.
That's right. Odyssey All Stars.
Mm-hmm. There's so much going on. Listen to back to our show from yesterday. Whatever. Go do it.
I don't think people realize how vital the website is. 1037kissfm.com is the quintessential place to get it all done.
I mean, because everybody has apps now, but we still have a website too.
Well, the website, the app, it's all connected. Mm-hmm. You know what it is.
1037kissfm.com. All right. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. It involves a man lying to his wife.
Bet.
Is he the jerk?
We'll find out.
Yep.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Craig wrote into the show today, DZ, and he wants to know if he's the jerk for lying to his wife about the length of a work trip so he didn't have to hang out with his in-laws.
Craig. Craigy. My boy, what?
Wow, here's what he said. Hey, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for lying to my wife? My wife and her family had a five-day-long family vacation in July. It was at an Airbnb that everyone could stay at. My wife, her siblings, their spouses, cousins, aunts, uncles, you name it. I happened to have a work trip the same week as the vacation, but it was only 2 days long.
Mm.
So technically, I could have gone for the last few days of the vacation. But here's the thing about my wife's family. They're very rowdy. They yell to communicate. They get drunk a lot. They have no respect for each other's privacy. And they ask very invasive questions. These people sound great.
What was wrong?
My God, these people are my people.
They like to party?
Then he writes, so when I found out that my work trip was the same week as the family vacation, I decided to lie to my wife a little bit. I told her my work trip was longer than it was. I told her it was 4 days instead of two, and it wouldn't make sense for me to travel to stay for only a day with her family. So my wife agreed. So, went on the work trip, came home, enjoyed my time alone, and never told her. A few weeks went by, a coworker started talking to my wife when we were out and asked about our work trip that was only 2 days long. My wife said, what?
2 days?
2 days.
I thought you said 4 days.
Yep. My coworker ratted me out on accident. The look on my wife's face was bad.
Yeah.
After my coworkers left, my wife started yelling at me saying I'm a jerk.
I mean,
am I the jerk for lying to my wife about the length of my work trip? even though I knew I could have made the family getaway. So he didn't want to hang out with his in-laws. So he lied and said he couldn't make it. Went home and hung out by himself.
He spent he spent some me time.
Wow.
He spent some me time.
Well.
What do you think?
I think Craig, who wrote in, is a jerk.
Yeah?
I think Craig should just have a little fun. Lighten up. That's what I think.
You think Craig's a stick in the mud?
Yes. And I think it's completely lame that he lied to his wife about the trip and how long it was, and then took it to the next level, went home and hung out alone.
Yeah, that's bogus.
Come on.
Well, where I feel like he is a jerk is the fact that he felt like he had to lie. He could have just been straight up and like, no, it's 2 days, but I'm going home after those 2 days. It's going to be a long work trip for me. What I don't want to do is now go be with family. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go home and decompress. Mm-hmm. So you guys enjoy your time. I'm going home.
Right. He just wanted a break.
I don't blame him for that at all.
Wanting a break.
You can't blame him for the action of wanting to not be around so many people. If the family's rowdy, what's the last thing you want to do after a work trip? Be around more people. Mm-hmm. You want to just go home. I don't fault him for that.
But yeah, but you got a family. You're married. Welcome to your life. You got people you got to go spend time with.
Yeah.
You don't want that? Go be single and sit at home alone and play video games.
People say that, but that's not the reality. In a relationship, you got to find somebody that has the same understandings as you, and it's understanding of you. Mm-hmm. Say you do need to go, you should be able to look your partner in the face and go, I'm not trying to go to that. Now, if you say that every time, you bogus. But if you say that, you know, when you actually need it or feel like you need it, they can't blame you for that.
Anna and Wind Lake already texted in and said, as long as he was actually alone.
True.
I didn't even think about that he was cheating. I just took, because he wrote in. I really think since he wrote in, he truly just wanted to be left alone.
Yeah.
What makes him the jerk is that he lied.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like his wife's family. That's pretty normal for a lot of people. No offense. Some people love their in-laws, some don't. That's not the issue. The issue is that he lied about it.
Says there a lot.
Somebody said he knows he's a jerk. That's why he lied. Okay.
I don't think he's a jerk for wanting to spend some alone time. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's a jerk at all.
Mm-hmm. And what if the wife had said, too bad, you got to come on the family vacay even if you don't want the alone time?
Well, then the wife's the jerk.
Oh.
Yeah, you're forcing him to do something he's not trying to do. Like, forcing your partner to do something is a jerk move.
It's almost like the way he handled it and made him the jerk versus if he had just said, I need a break and I don't want to go.
I'm not going.
And she would have been like, you're a jerk. But then he would have been like, well, at least I didn't lie.
More justified. Right.
Look at us being manipulative without being manipulative.
Look at us trying to help Craig out somehow, some way, man. Because I see it, bro. Sometimes you just ain't got it. And your partner's got to understand that.
Yeah. Somebody who wrote in, not the jerks, family sounds like trash. No, an outgoing family who likes to party. You know how many families in Wisconsin, I've been to their parents' house late at night and they're partying and there's nothing trashy about them. They're just from Wisconsin. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
For sure.
Look at me defending the alcoholics. You're welcome. We're going to take your calls and your texts next because Craig wants to know if he is the jerk for lying to his wife about the length of his work trip to avoid hanging out with his in-laws.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Craig wants to know, is he the jerk for lying to his wife about the length of his work trip to avoid hanging out with his in-laws, which is exactly what he did. He said it was longer than it was, and then he went home and did whatever he wanted while they were all having a trip together.
He didn't want to be a part of the chaos, so he lied instead.
Oh, boy. Amanda is calling from Racine this morning, so let's pull her up with her theme song. Amanda.
The energy. I love it.
I'm ready.
Oh, we know.
We know you're ready, girl, and we love it. What do you think about Craig? Is he a jerk for lying to his wife about the length of the work trip?
Yeah, he is absolutely the jerk, and he is such a square. I mean, these people sound like my people, too. I'd be having a ball with them. Like, let's do it.
You like the fun family.
Yeah.
This is an issue. I will admit, my brother-in-law is Australian.
Oh.
And we're not partiers, but I'm obnoxious, right? So, like, to him, I'm over the top. And that's how they would say, Americans are so loud and obnoxious and da-da-da-da, right?
Would you say he's reserved then, a little bit?
No, he's just not obnoxious like me. Because he's not. not loud. You know what I mean?
Man,
he's not over the top with his personality. But some people just think their family, their significant other's families are annoying. They don't like that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And those are not
that.
Our people.
I love that energy.
Right?
Especially Saucy Sandra and Ryan from Calabama. Woo, we always have a good time.
You guys giving
it's
each
always
other
inappropriate,
shout-outs.
Ridiculous, and fun.
Well, that's most people.
Inappropriate, ridiculous, and fun. It's top like three show. Of my favorite things.
Yeah. That's fine. Listen, Amanda, we agree. Jerk, for sure. But DZ says jerk because he lied to his wife.
Yeah, not jerk for what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Jerk for how we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a jerk for lying, too. Yeah. I mean, it was really unnecessary. Just tell her the truth.
She's going to be mad at you either way.
True.
Right?
True.
So tell the truth.
He's in the doghouse either way.
Amanda, have a good day.
Bye.
Mackenzie's calling from Fond du Lac this morning. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning.
Are you listening on the radio or the Odyssey app?
On the radio. I'm on my way to work, and there's like a certain point. I work in Heartland, so.
She comes towards us. That's why. She's coming to us. Hey, girl. Hey.
Step into the light, Mackenzie.
What do you think? Is Craig the jerk for lying to his wife about the length of the work trip?
Totally. Lying is just jerk immediately.
That's the problem everyone's got. It's not even that he didn't want to hang out with his in-laws. People find that relatable.
Sure.
It's the lying. That's getting everyone with this story.
Why did he feel like he needed to lie to get away from them? Mm-hmm. They should have been more than good with him just saying, no, I'm not going to be there. Sorry. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason.
Talk about it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And people are texting in saying, he's a jerk. The one lie could turn into many lies.
Yep.
That's what Jordy texted in. Yeah, that's the problem. When you find out someone is a liar, that's not good.
Right.
No.
It could be
like, and how many other work trips has he lied about? If I was the wife, I'd always be thinking that then.
Oh. Damn. Oh, and is he cheating? And then my mind would spiral.
I hadn't gone there. Because now next work trip, wifey's definitely going to go, oh, is it 2 days? Uh-huh. Is it 4 days?
Yep.
Is it a week? Is it really a week?
DZ, I'd be like, when do we leave?
Oh.
Tell me when to pack my bags.
Everybody going on a work trip now.
You didn't like us? We're all coming.
And guess what? Family's coming too. We're all coming to the work trip.
Oh, you thought work was a break? Think again.
Jokes.
When do we check into the hotel? Thanks for calling, Mackenzie.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
Let's get a guy on the phone. Our boy is in Sheboygan. He's back. Santino.
Hey. Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, Santino, fan favorite. Good
morning. What
do
you do? Hey, good morning. First off, Amanda has way too much energy. I haven't even had my coffee yet.
Me neither.
For real, though.
Yeah, she's.
I'm like, dang, girl.
Yeah, she's very excited every day because she has Kiss bumping in the background.
She wakes up to us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she starts the energy right. But nah, Santino, what's the word, man? Are you going to round this out for us? What do you say? Is Craig the jerk for lying to his wife about a work trip to avoid hanging with the in-laws?
So he's a major jerk. I mean, I've taken work trips before, and it's good to have that little getaway. And you got to be open and honest. If you don't have a foundation of trust, then what do you have? And if you got to lie about taking a few days off to be from your in-laws, that's a problem. I'd have been like, look, honey, I ain't going.
Look, honey.
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about it?
Or catch me in the house when you're gone. How about that?
Right?
Santino.
Or stay home and come fight me.
Okay, now we're getting aggressive.
What's up?
Santino and DZ, you're both married. People are texting and saying things like, clearly he cannot talk to his wife or he would have. Somebody else said, maybe he lied because wifey is not as understanding as we all are. And then somebody else just said, why can't he suck it up for a short time out of his life? It's called marriage.
And though I hear all of those, it's the fact that he felt like he couldn't be truthful with his wife.
Is the fact that he's afraid to talk to his wife a big red flag, you guys, is what I'm asking you to? Bruh, or is it normal to lie to your wife?
No, man. Yeah. It's weird to go, no, I got to work extra long today because
marriages, you should be concerned right now if you're listening and you think that this is normal behavior to lie. I'm just asking.
You don't have appropriate, communication skills.
Yeah, I think people would
do this.
Well,
that's not on any level is that acceptable. There is no reason for someone to tell their spouse that they've built a relationship over how many years that, hey, I have to work long. Like, if you have to lie to her, like, what else are you white lying about? Like, little things have carried over to big things. Just say, hey, honey, I can't deal with the family right now after this work trip. You go and enjoy your family. I'm going to go home these next few days and relax. I have the house clean for you. I'll make sure you have some dinner home when you come. Enjoy yourself.
Boom. And if she's not understanding.
That's okay. When I go back to Detroit, it goes down. Like, there's nothing you can say to me about my family. If my wife says, hey, baby, I don't want to go. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I respect that. I'm going to go in your honor.
Right.
We're going to handle this.
Well, there's people listening today who realize they need to get a divorce because they have horrible communication. So I like it when you lay it out like, no, sometimes people need to hear these things. That's what you don't understand. We get so complacent in our relationships. They do stupid stuff like this where they start lying because they don't want to, they want to avoid confrontation.
Right.
Or they think it's normal or healthy, and it's not.
But that's bringing up other problems and other drama.
100%.
If you don't have the ability to talk to your partner, say, okay, so Santino.
And a lot of people don't.
Santino with amazing points, but say somebody is right and goes, mm-hmm. the wife is hard to speak to. She lacks an understanding. She would have overreacted. Whatever you want to say. That's a whole nother set of problems that they need to address. Mm-hmm. If she's going to be this poor attitude versus you going, I can't handle this right now, and freak out like that, y'all relationship has some other things that you need to attach mm-hmm. yourself to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where you find yourself a nice counselor that can help you understand how to bring something up to your spouse that's mm-hmm. not aggressive or intimidating or attacking. Because sometimes when I say, honey, I feel that this came off this way. Not to say that it meant that way, but I feel it came off that way. How can we move forward in understanding each other? I mean, because we're both passionate. We're both competitive. Sometimes we come off a little harsh, but we can come at the end of the day and say, hey, mm-hmm. I didn't appreciate the way you said that. Or can you elaborate on what you meant? Because I took it the wrong way. Mm. So maybe I got you. This is what I meant when I said that. No harm intended. Mm-hmm. But that's where you have to have the open lines of communication to be able to say to each other, I don't like this, I don't like that. But when you start to hide the fact that things are going on a trip because you don't want to be with the family, that's where I draw the line. Like, man, you got to go.
This has been a therapy session by Santino and Sheboygan, and it was much appreciated. Thank you, Santino. People needed to hear that today. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I'm calling back for them Chappelle tickets. You better believe
that. Hang up and call back because we're doing it right now.
All right, Santino.
He hung up on us. Really?
He said, okay, bye. He said, say less.
Dang.
Ooh, he's ready for
it. All right, clean sweep today. We think Craig is the jerk for lying to his wife. He should have been honest and said, I don't want to go on the family trip. But 100%. Instead, he lied about the length of his work trip and came home and did nothing while she was with her family.
Mm.
Messed up. Let's give away these Dave Chappelle tickets because he is coming to the Pfizer Forum on October 17th. We announced it on this show. We're the only ones giving away tickets.
Yeah, buddy.
So let's do it right now.
414,
yes. 533-1037. Caller, we'll go with 17.
Oh, snap, because it's on the 7th. I'll see you.
I'm so creative.
I like the way you did that.
Thank you. Thank you for pumping me up over something silly.
Got you, dog.
Caller 17, you're going to see Dave Chappelle. 414-533-1037. Good luck. Dave Chappelle's coming to town October 17th. We've got two tickets right now. You want to go see him at the Pfizer Forum?
Yeah.
Calling on the phone, caller 17. I swear I didn't make this up. I know caller 17. This is the second time in the history of the show where I've known the winner.
Where you know them?
I know. It's one of my friends. I swear I didn't fix this.
You know this person?
Christine, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I met Christine because she came in to do, well, first of all, our kids play basketball together.
Oh, cool.
But I didn't know her.
I just knew
her from her face because she would come up to me and go, I'm sorry my son was blocking your son too well. And I'm like, no, your son's a star. Forget about it. Don't feel bad. And then I met her again because I interviewed her for our Sunday morning show because she has a nonprofit with another friend, Bereaved Together, about grief.
Oh.
About losing someone close. You.
So you know her from around the way.
I know her from around the way. And then she was caller 17.
Webba!
I swear, I answered the phone. I go, what? I swear.
I'm so excited.
You're driving right now with your daughter to school, right?
Yeah, we're in the pickup or drop-off line.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Whoa, whoa. Good luck. Uh-oh.
Well, Christine, you got two tickets to go to Dave Chappelle, and you do not have to take me. In fact, don't take me. Everyone's going to think we fixed it if you do.
Yeah, no, you can take me, Christine. It's okay.
You can't take DZ, yes.
DZ, you're it.
I love it. No, Christine, who are you bringing for real, though?
For real? I don't know.
This is a lot of pressure.
For real, put you on the spot. Said, Christine's gonna make a lot of friends today. I guarantee you that.
Uh-huh. And I meant what I said.
Adding to my DMs, as Allie would say.
Well, I'm teaching her how to date. What can I say?
Hey.
Hey, yo, Christine just got her a date night of all date nights, for real. Somebody gonna have a ball.
Well, I don't want to bring it down, but Christine, you started bereaved together because she lost her husband to cancer. So she had, that was the whole reason behind her and her friend who lost her daughter.
Yeah.
And so they created this nonprofit together.
Something
to help
amazing
people
came
with
from
grief.
It.
But now she is a single mom like me, unfortunately.
A lot of single ladies.
And so we talk about dating.
Okay.
Since everybody needs to know our life story, here we go. You just got it. Okay.
The awful stories of dating.
Well, now I think you guys are going to have to reconvene and decide who Christine is going to take on her date to touch up hell show.
She's not taking one of these busters, I'll tell you that. Well,
exactly. Exactly.
Hold on, Christine. We got to get your info.
You.
I got to get your info. Hold on.
For real, though.
We'll have another chance tomorrow, same time. Swear I didn't have nothing to do with that.
Hey, no, I saw. We were going down the line.
I feel dirty when this happens. I'm like, I did. Just because my friends listen means I have nothing to do with this.
I'd call Cap if there was Cap. There's no Cap here.
You saw it all go down.
I seen it.
Another chance to win tomorrow, same time.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, Joe Jonas officially filed for divorce yesterday from Sophie Turner, Game of Thrones. They have two small children. They've been married 4 years. They have two daughters. Those kids are little.
Yeah.
And when he filed for divorce, I went, this isn't good. Now, they released a joint statement.
Oh, did they?
Come on. These joint statements. You got two small kids. You've only been married 4 years. But yet the statement says, statement from the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, after 4 wonderful years of marriage, we have mutually decided to amicably end our marriage. There are many speculative narratives as to why, but truly this is a united decision, and we sincerely hope that everyone can respect our wishes for privacy for us and our children.
Wow.
Nope, not buying it. Can't wait to hear it. Nobody's buying this story, Joe. Nobody. Sophie, keep trying, but nobody's buying that this is nothing more than we're just good friends who had a baby a year ago. Come on. This is the kind of stuff. Something went down.
Where did they release the statement?
Together on their Instagrams, on their social media.
Their social media's got it.
And if you're wondering more about their history, because even I didn't know some of it, when he first slid into her DMs 7 years ago, she said she grew up hating the Jonas Brothers. She wasn't a fan.
Mm.
So he must have found that appealing. But then they went on a date and she said he was the most down-to-earth guy. She said, I thought he'd show up with security and be like a jerk. And he came into this bar and just had a drink with me and we hit it off and that was it. And then she went on tour with him. It sounds like things moved quick.
Very quick.
Remember they got married 2 hours after the awards ceremony in Vegas out of nowhere? People were like, what?
I don't remember that, no.
That was how they
originally. That's how quick.
They went in Vegas. They decided one night, let's get married. And everyone was like, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner got married last night?
And then all of a sudden they had kids. And then boom. Oh, wow.
And so now a divorce. It was a lot too much, too quick. Especially
fizzled out.
He's 34. She's 27. That could be another thing.
Oh, I didn't realize there was an age gap there.
And it's not a big one, but those are just different parts of your lives. Mm-hmm. 20s and 30s are two different areas.
But being parents together, like, that'll evolve a relationship too,
you
man.
Think.
Wow, you
unless
think.
You don't want it. Oof. Unless it's too much work for you. The daughters have been on tour with him in multiple cities, so they're sharing the kids even as we speak.
Oh, wow.
They're going back and forth.
This is just crazy, man. We obviously got to hear more because the truth ain't in the pudding yet.
Well, the whole we agreed and we're happy and everyone's great, even though we have a 1 and a 3-year-old. Okay.
Somebody wrote that statement for him.
Sure. Even I'm not buying that one. Kiss FM. I like that. Doechii and Kodak Black. What it is. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. So, if you did not know, September is a very big month around here because we have our own team. DZ and I started a team. I'm the captain.
Wait, does that make me co-captain?
Yes.
Yeah!
For Susan G. Komen, the More Than Pink Walk is every September. It is September 24th, coming up here on Sunday in a couple of weeks. We have our own team, and we would love for you to walk with us. Join our team if you're not on one already.
Yeah.
You can join our team by going to 1037kissfm.com. It's right there on our front page. It says, join our team, join the Odyssey All-Stars, because every station in our building is walking. So it's not just us. You're going to see all the DJs out there.
It's the whole squad. Everybody's going to be there.
Yeah, for sure. And all of us have different attachments or reasons why we walk. You know, I've lost aunts to breast cancer. We got our coworker across the hall who's going through her own stuff, finding out she had the BRCA gene. Elizabeth's going through that. And then we have GA on Hot, whose mom has been through, you know, breast cancer. So everybody's got some. And 1 in 8 women get diagnosed.
1 in 8.
So we should all have a connection somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Yeah. No matter the degrees of separation, we've all got something there.
Mm-hmm. So go join our team, and it's totally free to sign up, by the way.
You said free.
You just show up, yeah. You just sign up for the More Than Pink Walk and come walk with us. That's all you have to do. It's going to be a fun day.
It's for an amazing cause with an even better story. And why wouldn't you want to do something like that for your community, right?
And I know how much people care about where their money goes, so I'll say it all comes back to Wisconsin.
Webba.
I have done my research. I have talked to everyone I need to talk to. Don't worry. You think it's going somewhere in some fantasy area? It's not. It's coming back to people that need it here.
Going to a neighbor.
Yes, exactly. So go join our team on our website. Coming up next, though, I am here today. I am not going 90 down Highway 100 to get to the radio station.
Allegedly, allegedly.
I am not going 75 down 94 in a 55 to get to work today. Yeah. I am here when I need to be here, and we're going to give you the update on what happened yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Because you know I went off yesterday.
Oh, you had something to say yesterday. I know that's right.
Well, I have an update.
An update on what?
If I snapped or not the rest of the day. You know me. Did I keep it together through the rest of the day, or did I lose it again? You all know me. Come on. I'll tell you what happened next.
I can't wait to hear it.
I don't think I broke any rules this time, but you be the judge. Kiss FM. All is well. If it's a new day, I'm like a new woman.
Are you rejuvenated?
I'm rejuvenated and happy because I'm at work not dealing with the car line. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. If you tuned into the show yesterday around this time, I'm sorry. I was hot. I was really angry.
Yeah, you were not happy about the whole car line situation, G.
I was very triggered, and it was real. I was mad because when I left on the first day of school, it was the same thing it's always. Parents getting out of cars, helping kids. This is elementary. This is not preschool. We don't get out of the car in elementary school. They go into school, and they do everything independently.
Yeah.
And they have teachers for support when they need them. But your kid is...
They're big kids now.
It's a big boy school. This isn't preschool.
Right.
The kid gets out of the car, and they shut the door on their own, and you drive off.
To make sure they ain't leave their backpack and bye.
And that, if they left their backpack, guess what? That's their responsibility. Honest to God, at this point, it's your responsibility. You have to have your stuff when you go to school. You have to know what you're doing. This is responsibility.
Yeah, I do feel that. After a certain age, you got to be held responsible for your own things.
So I was dreading pickup yesterday.
Because
I went, now it's really going to be a disaster. If drop off, it's the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Parents don't care. They want to get in and out. And my kid can't get out of the car alone. Yes, I can! God, Cindy, get in the car. And what did I do? I sat there and I was still kind of, I was probably in the middle of the car line, but I could watch how slowly it was moving.
Yep.
And some of it was because kids were not coming out on time. So there were people waiting for their kids who the kids just weren't out
for pickup.
For pickup.
And you get that.
Fine.
Sure.
Fine. But there were parents who I was watching get out, open the door like it's a valet service. I'm like, this is public school. Get out.
Your chariot awaits.
This is not private school. This is not like, no, we don't do that at public school. You get in the car and you drive off. Okay.
Yeah.
Enough. And I'm being as blunt as I can. So I was watching this yesterday. I'm like, parents are really like one after another, three cars in a row. I watched parents get out and let their kid in. I went, this is obnoxious. This is so absurd. Your kid knows how to open the door and get in. And if they don't, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm so happy I don't got to deal with this at all.
Well, you have a few kindergartners who are tiny. A friend of mine had a kindergartner like that. They can't get into the car alone. But some of these kids are first, second graders. They can get in and get into the, even if they're in a seat, they can buckle themselves in at that point.
Part.
That's
well,
obnoxious.
And
like,
some of these kids are still in one of those booster seats.
Kindergartners.
But the littles, you know, once they're old enough and big enough that they don't need no seat, they're
and
putting their own seatbelt on.
That's what I'm saying. If your kid is tiny, that's an exception. But for the most part, once your kid gets to a school where they're walking in every day by themselves with a bag, they can get in and out of their car. So pickup, I don't want to say it was awful, but it was not as great. And what I did finally, when I got up there and I was behind six cars of people getting out to open, I literally rolled down my window and go, get in! And they go, why are you so angry? I go, because nobody's doing it right and we're going to set an example. Get in the car and we're going to pull around all six cars and we're going to drive off.
I'm not angry. I'm just on go mode.
I bet you everybody behind me was clapping.
That's how it's done.
I swear to God, except for the few that wanted to get out.
Anybody that was waiting on them.
So pickup was a little bit better. I do these PSAs for the parents and the teachers and the schools because I don't think these people have any awareness to keep it moving in the car line. Yeah. Stop getting out and letting and saying hi. Hugs at home, picks on the porch. We did that yesterday.
We will remind people as many times as necessary. Listen, we're going to streamline pickup and drop off for these kids. If there's one thing we do on this station, we're going to streamline pickup and drop off for kids.
I'm telling you, we're going to fix it. If it's the last thing I do, it's my one cause. Everybody's got a cause? Move over. Allie's got yours. It's my car line cause. Let me tell. And everyone who goes, kids take the bus? Bless you. You're so lucky.
Bruh,
if your kids don't walk or ride, amen. Put them on the bus and say bye.
I didn't grow up getting dropped off. This wasn't either. A luxury. I didn't have that option. When friends started driving in high school,
sure.
Then I got scooped. But I was a bus kid. There was no, drop you off, I don't pick you up. It was a problem if I needed to get dropped off because, I mean, that meant I missed the bus and I was late. And now everybody else was too.
I was a bus kid as well. The problem is my kids live right by the school. We live right by the school.
Oh,
and their father doesn't live in the same city. So their dad has to drive them no matter what. To school.
Right.
So they get picked up and dropped off no matter what 3 days a week, right?
Mm.
And then my days, so we just do it all five. All right. Oof. I'm going to breathe. And then coming up next, I'm going to tell you the next problem I had. Oh, and to whoever just texted in, tell the kids to tuck and roll. That's right.
For real.
Tuck and roll and get out of the car. We're not stopping in the car line.
When did we stop tucking and rolling on these kids? When did we get soft,
We
man?
Got soft. I don't know, because we rode the bus, actually. You and I don't know when we got soft, because we were bus riders.
That's true.
We don't know.
We ain't never been soft.
Coming up next, I'll tell you the dilemma I had, though. That involved day two of school. I felt awkward. I had to email the teacher. I had to ask questions.
Wait, there's a dilemma on day two?
I even had to go to social media for help.
It's only day two, Allie.
I know, but I needed advice. I'll tell you about it next. It's always something with me. 428 comments. How much time do we have, DZ? That's how many I got on my Facebook when I asked what to bring for Hudson's birthday.
Well, if you start reading now, we should be done by tomorrow evening. So
I went 400. You guys, I can't read all these. I just wanted to know what to bring to school. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Let's split it up. You take the first 200. I'll take the last 200.
No, I'm good. I'm good here. I was saying, yes, we were talking about the car line for the first day of school, but my second problem is the same every year. Hudson's birthday is September 4th. He always wants to bring a birthday treat, but it's always like the first day of school. So I always find myself emailing or going up to the teacher on Meet the Teacher Night and going, this is weird, but can my kid bring a treat on the first day of school for his birthday? Is that allowed? Or is that too much?
Strange.
There's a lot happening.
Yeah, day one.
You know, you really want a birthday in the mix?
You put names on cubbies. You're still trying to figure out names, period. And then all of a sudden you got to sing happy birthday?
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot.
So I told her, of course, every year the teachers are like, bring whatever you want. Just make sure it fits the allergies. And then I'm like, oh, well, now I'm out, because now I don't know what's left. I feel like there's allergies for everything, which I respect. But then it leaves like no choices, right? Because I don't want to make anything.
What do you mean, though?
People were writing on my Facebook, make this, make that. Allie's a store-bought, prepackaged kind of mom.
Oh, I'm not making nothing.
Mommy ain't making cupcakes today. Mommy's got a job and two kids. No thanks. So I prefer it to be something I can go in the store and buy, like cupcakes or cookies or whatever.
Yeah, but then you leave subjective to then the allergens, and everything is processed on a plant that makes peanut and material too, blah, blah, blah.
I know people that are allergic to eggs. That goes in cake, cookies, everything. Yes, I know people that have egg allergies.
I mean, I guess, but not kids.
Even gluten is an issue, and that's a lot of stuff. Oreo makes gluten-free stuff. My first go-to is always Rice Krispie treats, to which I was told I am completely uncool for that suggestion. Owen and Hudson rolled their eyes and said, ugh, nobody brings Rice Krispie treats, Mom.
Well, excuse me. You could bring nothing at all.
Look how diva they're getting as they're getting older.
For real?
This is like the middle school attitude.
No Rice Krispies?
Like when they were in second, they would have been like, we got Rice Krispies.
We love Rice Krispies.
Now they're in fourth and sixth, and they're telling me I'm uncool because I want to send Rice Krispie treats.
Well, I guess I'll make a note, and Rice Krispie treats are no longer cool.
These bougie kids.
Yeah.
Seriously. So yesterday I said, Hudson, get in the car. We got to go get your treats for school, because I hadn't taken anything. And you know what this kid ended up picking out? after all that.
What do you get?
400 comments. I'm trying to figure out, calling people. What should I bring for Hudson's birthday treat?
Stressing.
We went to Target. The kid picked out plain-ass chocolate chip cookies. Like, prepackaged. Where they have the little bakery stuff by the produce.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's like one table with cupcakes and cookies. Mm-hmm. And you have the ice, the yummy.
We all know the table.
Oh, the sugar ice cookies with the pink frosting. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I miss those bad boys since I don't eat those anymore. But he just was like, yeah, I'll take these. I'm like, all
really?
That.
Really? Were they at least the gourmet ones?
They were, I don't know. We counted them out. There were 16 in a package.
They were not the gourmet ones. The gourmet ones only come in 8-packs or 12-packs. Oh, he got the mass pack? Oh, all of that? And y'all just get plain Jane, regular chocolate chip cookies?
And he was happy. And he goes, okay, there's enough for, and I said, do the math, Hudson. You're old enough to do math. There's 16 in a package. There's 28 kids in your class. So we got two packages. He didn't do the math. He just didn't. Trusted me when I said you have enough.
Said, yeah. No, we checked the math.
I said, there's enough for two for each kid and some for the teacher. So there you go.
What I will say, though,
yeah,
is plain Jane and his regular, I thought it was going to be exciting.
Me
a
too.
Dino Transformer something.
Nope.
At least
Me
he
too.
Went with a classic.
True.
Who is ever mad at seeing a chocolate chip cookie?
Nobody.
Nobody.
And if they are, we don't want to know them.
You're a nobody.
Speaking of nobodies, you chocolate chip haters. Enough. Okay, well, good. I feel better now. Chocolate chip it was.
Where are the extra chocolate chip cookies?
Well, DZ, if you did the math, there's not enough. There's only enough for the teachers and the kids.
Oh, dang it. I thought I got
I'm
an
sorry.
Extra.
I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't bring you anything. Good luck.